Ministry Health Care won approval from the Weston Village Board this week to build a new $100 million hospital. The new facility will compete for both staff and patients with the 220-bed Wausau Hospital just a few miles away. And Wausau Hospital Vice President Ken Day says that will create duplication of services. He cites a recent study that shows health insurance premiums rise where new hospitals are built.
What you do is you bring in more overhead, and someone has to pay for the cost of those beds and all the duplication of technology.
Day says the someone who pays is the patient. He predicts health insurance premiums in the area will rise by close to $200 a person if the new hospital is built. But the company building the new hospital, Ministry Healthcare, has its own studies documenting the need for more hospital beds. The study also predicts economic growth in the area once the new hospital is built. Weston Village Board President Vilas Mockmiller says it's the economic growth that sold him on the project.
We're on a major four-corner intersection, the east entrance to Wausau, and all four corners are right now being hotly negotiated. And we look at that corner building up to about $80 million in taxable revenue, taxable property, I should say, over the next 3 to 4 years.
Still, other critics say the current nursing shortage will make it hard to staff the new hospital, and that could affect the quality of care it offers. Julie Willems-Van Dyke is the chief health officer for the local county.
I'm concerned as we have more patients with fewer nurses, and therefore we increase our nurse-patient ratios, that the result could be complications and lower quality of care.
Balancing all these issues, the promise of economic growth with the potential hike in health insurance premiums and the nursing shortage is something local officials say they're not qualified to do. State Senator Russ Decker says what's needed is a new law requiring an independent health care needs study before any new hospitals are built.
That independent third party would make a determination if the need was there and the impact. And I think the public should have that question answered. Even people that are making decisions on a local level, if they had that in front of them, I think it would help them get a better feel.
Decker has tried unsuccessfully for the past 5 years to get such legislation passed. Opponents say it would create costly red tape and insist market forces should be allowed to control the success or failure of new hospitals. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.